Hello and welcome to the Spiritually Armored Podcast. My name is Jeremiah Settle and you're listening to the bonus content of the show. Have you ever heard of preventive maintenance or preventive maintenance checks and services, so PMs or PMCS? I've heard it a lot throughout my jobs and I hear it still at the job that I'm working at. I work at a shipyard and one of the things that I do is crane maintenance. And one of the things that we're always checking is the oil level. We're making sure that all the grease fittings are lubed up. We're making sure that when it comes to the actual brake pads, that they're not worn down disproportionately. There's a bunch of things that we check. But we do it on a frequent basis. And usually it's kind of monthly or semi-monthly. And then when you can start getting to bigger things, it may be, I don't know, every once a year or something of that nature. But what I'm trying to get at is it's necessary. It's necessary to make sure you check certain things to make sure that there's not a problem with your equipment. And one of the coworkers that I'm working with, and he's also kind of my mentor right now, he told me that the crane operation program at the yard was not very good at one time. It was because it was lacking a lot. And you had a lot of workers who did not properly check the equipment like they should. And so later on, they started developing a program and where they had set up for each crane certain things to check to make sure that it's been properly maintained. And he even said himself that properly maintained or PM'd equipment fixes a lot of problems in the long run. It prevents you from doing things that you don't want to have to do or things you don't want to have to work on. And also, just the biggest deal is it prevents major catastrophes out on the yard. And that's what you don't want. And it had me thinking, how often as Christians do we PM ourselves? How often do we do our preventive maintenance checks and services? And I thought about 2 Peter. And 2 Peter chapter 1, Peter kind of gives some PMs that we need to go through. He says in verse 5, "But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance, godliness, to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love." This is a good list. This is a good list of things that we need to check up on. And it's not something we need to check up on once a year. This should be something we check upon every day. You know, how are we doing when it comes to our faith, our virtue, our knowledge, our self-control, our perseverance, our godliness, and brotherly kindness, and then love? How are we doing in those areas? I like how it says in verse 8, "For if these things are yours and bound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ." And if you think about all these virtues right here that Peter just listed, there's 7 of them. And as we see in Scripture, sometimes numbers can be symbolic. And so if we picture these 7 virtues all being combined together, what does that equal? I mean, that equals completeness, as we see in Scripture. But I like what my friend was saying and how it was preventive maintenance prevents big problems in the long run. And that's the same thing for us as Christians. If we're keeping on top of these things, if we're constantly doing preventive maintenance on ourselves like we should be doing through the Word of God, we're not going to have issues in the long run. Especially the issue of maybe not being ready to stand in front of Christ or God on the Day of Judgment. And that's why I see in verse 9, "For he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins." Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I like how it says there in the very beginning of verse 9, for he who lacks these things is short-sighted and even unto blindness. Someone told me one day that this was kind of like a picture of you driving like 90 miles an hour on a bridge that's been shut down because it's the other end of it is chopped off, and you have a blindfold on and you're just speeding all the way through because you refuse to take off that blindfold. I don't know if that's a good analogy or not, but that just gives you something to think about. So if we're not constantly doing the preventive maintenance that we need, we're short-sighted. And then we are not, as it says, and we have forgotten that we were cleansed from our old sins. In verse 10, though, it says, therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. And this should be the confidence for us right here. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. If we're taking the time to do some preventive maintenance on ourselves through God's word, and we're trying to perfect these virtues that Peter lists, we're going to have confidence on the day of judgment. And that's what we want. So if you're not taking the time to evaluate your own life, to do some preventive maintenance checks and services, I encourage you to do that. I'm going to do it myself. And just like what it says right here in verse 11, for so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.